business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and once again, I am your host. Today is Sunday, June 7th, 2015, and we're going to probably skip all of the intros and all that stuff today and get right to our guest because we have a limited amount of time. But you want to call in, you want to call into 530-605-4567 or go to KCNR1460.com, and we'll just go from there. Our guest, I know I'm going to butcher his name here, is John Leboutelier. Leboutelier?
Perfect.
There you go. I can't believe I said that.
Unbelievable. Didn't butcher it at all.
I'm famous. I'm actually famous for that. You'll have to excuse me. I'm running a little bit of a cold here, so I'm a little congested. But, John is a former senator, congressman.
Congressman, not a senator, yeah.
From the New York 6th District. And, I got your bio pulled up here. You are a prolific writer and contributed to many major newspapers and magazines. And so you've been around in the political scene for quite some time, John.
I have. And it's been good in the sense that I'm getting old enough now where I can take everything I've seen and done and been around and put it in a little perspective and have a little bit of wisdom about current events politically and know a little bit more about why they're happening.
Well, there's a difference between smarts, knowledge, and wisdom, that's for sure, isn't it?
I think it's good to have a little bit of all three.
I agree.
But if I could only have any, I would take the wisdom. That's the one that I look for in a candidate. I look for, and when I look for these guys that are running for president, these gals that are running for president, I want wisdom. And I haven't seen much since Reagan.
Well, I was going to say, wisdom is gained through experience, typically, not information.
That is correct, and that is why these young ones running for president, people say, oh, we need youth. But in fact, we really don't need youth. We need youthful energy, but we need the wisdom of people who've been around. And I don't really want people learning as much on the job in the Oval Office about life. I don't mind them learning about the government and things that might go wrong, but what should be governing them should be life's experiences, including the down experiences, loss, defeat, suffering, unhappiness. You gotta experience all that stuff to gain wisdom. You don't gain much wisdom from happiness and success. You have to suffer to get wise.
There's purity in suffering. I say that a lot.
Yeah, it's true. And And we avoid it. See, that's the funny thing. No one wants to suffer, obviously, because it hurts.
Yep.
But when you have it and it's over, you say, hey, you know, there was something good in there.
Well, that kind of segues into what I was thinking we were going to talk about is, does it look like it's over for America at this point? I mean, good grief. If it gets much worse up there in, on Capitol Hill and in Washington, gosh, are we going to be speaking Chinese or what?
Well, I hope not. And I don't think we will. And I think that it's not over for America, but these elections are important because they are often turning points in the direction of the country, and we need to change the direction of this country at this time. Now, what to change it to is the issue, but we can't keep going on the road we're going. It's been a steady decline, in my view, for 20 years.
Well, you know.
And the decline began in Washington. I think it was really, I don't want to be a Johnny One Note, but it's sort of post-Reagan. We really haven't had a strong hand at the tiller that had the wisdom we talked about a minute ago and the experience and a plan for how to get the country back on track since the end of the Reagan era. And it's been a steady decline. And the question is, can something come out of 2016 maybe to change that direction?
Well, I think I was going to say, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think a lot of the people are just as angry at the old guard Republicans at this point as they are the Democrats, because it seems like you get a guy like John Boehner up there, and he won't get voted out, but he keeps basically stabbing us conservative constituents in the back, you know, by voting with stuff that is just completely non-conservative. I mean, do you see that as a problem?
Huge problem. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I got this show on Fox News Channel called Political Insiders, and we used a poll in January when the Republicans officially were sworn in as the heads of both the House and the Senate. There was a poll done of Republican voters around the country, and 60% of them disapproved of Boehner, and almost the same number wanted a change from both Boehner and McConnell. In other words, the congressional leadership, the highest ranking Republicans in the country, are distrusted by way more than half of Republican voters around the country. Now, how can that even work if the party doesn't like the direction of the party? It's not a good situation. And by the way, that was in January. We're now in June, obviously. And I bet if we took that poll again, the Republican voters would be more disaffected today. That after 5.5-6 months of running Congress, it's been so bad, so disappointing, so nothing. They've done nothing. That I would think our Republican voters would be more ticked off about it.
Well, I'm ticked off. I mean, good grief. I don't know why we're not impeaching this guy up there at this point. I don't care if the next guy in line is Joe Biden. I mean, how much more can this guy do that's absolute treason, in my opinion, when you look at Benghazi and now this new IRS revelations that are coming out about the Tea Party, when, you know, there was a, you know, according to Jay Sekulow over at the ACLJ, there were, you know, they put hundreds of attorneys on covering up information to give to Congress. During the investigation, I mean, it's like, what the heck is going on up there?
Well, I mean, I'm amazed how bad the Republicans have done at investigating the IRS one. And Pat Caddell on my show, right from the get-go, said, John, he said, you're naive. Republicans running the House, right? We hadn't gotten the Senate yet. He said, they don't want to uncover the truth about this IRS thing. They like the fact that Obama was trying to shut down the Tea Party. The Republican leadership wishes that happens. So maybe that's why they haven't had a vigorous investigation. Yeah, they did that thing with Lois Lerner, but Lois Lerner is not the key to the IRS. It's the White House connection to it that
right.
They've never pursued aggressively the way the Democrats pursued Nixon and Watergate, they drove that bus right into the White House.
Well, it seems that the outside people that are driving the bus now, it's now I guess there is a direct connection through the to the White House on who was appointed to oversee the committee over Lerner. So that's coming out to light. It's not making much mainstream press, but it is definitely an issue. And I'll tell you what, as being involved in some of that, it's very disconcerting to see these guys approve a marijuana church in Ohio within 2 months of their application. And I know this organization is waiting 5 years, and they're still not approved.
Yeah, and by the way, I was on a panel about a year and a half ago with a woman from Philadelphia, I forget her name, Jewish American woman who was one of the founders of a pro-Israel 501c3. And they got screwed over, too, because their position, their mission statement was in direct contrast to the Obama foreign policy regarding Israel. And so they got the same screw job that the Tea Party people have gotten. And that part of it hasn't gotten as much press either, which is it wasn't just the Tea Party that got screwed. It was anybody who opposed Obama's foreign policy. And that makes it more political to me. It's the Obamas are using the IRS to do their political dirty work for them. When Nixon mused on the White House tapes about doing the same thing, when he just talked about it, that became one of the articles of impeachment on abuse of power that the House Judiciary Committee voted on.
Well, you know, if you walk in a forest and you see all the trees are planted in a row, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that somebody did it. And, you know, all these things point directly at the White House when you look at the ideological shutdown of people that oppose the regime's policies. You know, I mean, how hard is it to look at the fact pattern and realize that this does go to the White House? You don't need a smoking gun. You just need some common sense.
Right. Well, that's right. But then you have to have a vigorous desire to get to the truth in some legal force. It's not going to be the Justice Department. They're not going to investigate their own administration. The only one that could do it is the Republican Congress. And we now have both branches of government, and they haven't done squat.
Right.
Now, you earlier mentioned Benghazi. I think the Trey Gowdy thing is good, but we need to get moving here. I mean, this thing has been dragging on, and I think the public needs to hear whatever pretty soon.
Well, I think maybe Obama's trying to run out the clock, and these guys aren't helping their cause or our cause, you know, to get to the truth. I mean, it's coming out more and more. You're seeing, you know, organizations like Judicial Watch getting involved, and they're pulling the evidence out more and more. But yes, our Congress and our Senate, you know, who did we hire? They're supposed to be the watchdogs on the White House, and they're not doing anything, like you say. I mean, Trey Gowdy's talked a lot, but I haven't seen a lot of action.
Well, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I think there is action. I think they've done it very deliberately, quietly, in order to get people to talk. People will not talk on TV the same way they'll talk in private. But at some point, this thing's going to have to be high profile. I guess there's going to be a date set for Hillary to come back and get grilled again. So that's going to be in public. So I hold out some hope on that one. I held out no hope, Mark, on impeachment. Forget that. That's not happening.
Yeah, I agree with you, John. I just think that it's unconscionable that they're not doing it.
Yeah, well, that's legit, too. But after they got burned by impeaching Clinton, Republicans are very wary of even using the I word anymore. They got hurt by that thing politically. They probably on Clinton correctly overreached. And, you know, impeachment is really not the cure for this problem. The cure for the problem is electoral defeat. And Obama should have been defeated in 2012, could have been defeated in 2012. The Republicans ran a terrible campaign, terrible candidate, Mitt Romney, anybody who stashes their money in the Cayman Islands as a presidential candidate is an idiot. Anybody who builds a car elevator in their garage during a campaign is an idiot. and he ran an idiotic campaign. And to show what an idiot he was, he gets to election night, and there are two men on the planet who still think he's winning the election, Karl Rove and him. They're the only people in the world who thought he was winning the election.
Wow.
They're self-delusional.
Listen, John, we have a caller on the line, Red Smith. I think he has a question for us. Are you there, Red?
I am.
You got a question or a comment here for, I know I'm going to say it wrong at some point.
For John.
For John.
For John.
John, you can say that.
I'm just going to stick to John.
I've always had a bit of curiosity. What is the likelihood that the reluctance of the Republicans to push the IRS targeting scandal is the fact that somewhere underneath that there was direct Republican involvement in targeting the Tea Parties?
Well, I doubt there was direct involvement in the targeting, but I think they like the fact, the Republican leadership likes the fact that the Tea Party was getting screwed by Obama. And in effect, that helps the Republicans. The Republican leadership hates the Tea Party, hates them.
Why is that? I mean, why would they think that? I mean, if they're conservatives, I mean, what does the Tea Party really stand for? I mean, they talked about all the stuff that they didn't stand for, like racism and homophobic and all that crap. But all they wanted to do was get back to a constitutional government and limited and, you know, have some restraints on the government. Why would they not like that?
Because almost every solution the Tea Party caucus in the House has come up with is in opposition to what Boehner wanted. Going back to the 2011 debt ceiling increase, where they demanded spending cuts, Boehner didn't want to do spending cuts. I mean, the whole sequestration thing that came in was all due to the Tea Party. And it's good. They finally put the brakes on the increase in federal spending. But the Republican leadership opposed it until they were forced into it. The current situation, too, where in both the House and the Senate, the Republicans have really, for 5 months, have done nothing. Nothing on immigration, nothing on taxes, nothing on immigration. They've done nothing because they can't get a consensus in their own caucus between the establishment Republicans and the Tea Party Republicans. So they have the word Republican in common, and that's it. They really are not together on anything.
Well, that kind of makes sense when you look at the overall, flavor of what's happening up there. Because, it seems like the old guards, all they care about is pandering to their constituency, keeping in power and reelected. And I personally believe they're, it's about the money and the control from the banking industry at this point.
Well, that could very well be. And on the immigration one, you know, there's a big split between the establishment and the Tea Party. The establishment is in the tank for the Chamber of Commerce, and they like the cheap labor coming in illegally. Tea Party, I think, represents the American people more wholly, and they want the law honored, and they don't want people breaking their way into America, undercutting the American workers' pay and benefits, and screwing up everything, emergency rooms, public schools, everything's going on. So the business community's happy. They don't care. They're happy with it. The Democrats are happy because these are hopefully, they think, going to be Democratic voters when they get them legalized. It's only the Tea Party in the whole equation who's standing up and saying, no, we have to control our borders and who can come in here.
Hmm. Do you agree that there's a big calamity coming in the economy?
I really don't know. I hope not, obviously. I don't know enough to predict the economy. I don't know.
Okay.
Could be.
What about Hillary? I see you posted on your Boots Blast, and we might as well let everybody know that you have a blog out there. And I'm going to let you tell us what that blog is because I don't want to say your name.
Well, there's a shortcut, which is johnleboot.com.
J-O-H-N-L-E-B-O-U-T.
All one word, johnleboot.com. Takes you right to it. And I have up there, Mark, the thing about tonight's show on Fox News Channel, my time, 7:30 p.m. live, your time, 4:30 this afternoon. And I'm on the Pacadell Doug show to myself called Political Insiders. And tonight, we are going to talk about something that's not on any other show, Pat Goodell and Doug are big time, long time Democratic pollsters. And Pat spent the week dissecting the CNN poll, the Washington Post poll, and the Fox News poll, all of which were on Hillary. And he got into there and he went through the numbers, and here's what he found, which is that Hillary's base are mostly suburban women, non-whites, and young people. That's who was really out, you know, to help Hillary. And among those three groups, in the last month, there is now noticeable erosion because of the email problem, the foundation problem, the whole feeling that Hillary is a liar and unethical. And so the media wants to say, oh, it's not hurting Hillary. She's doing great. Baloney. It's even hurting her among her staunchest supporters. As Pat said, it's a cancer on her candidacy, and it is metastasizing and going for her heart. And thus you have little things happening that you have to piece together. You have Bernie Sanders in Iowa drawing huge crowds. Now, why would that be unless they have grave doubts about Hillary? Bernie Sanders in Minnesota having a huge crowd up there when he went up there. I mean, Bernie Sanders is not going to be the nominee. He's not going to be president. He's a 73-year-old, crotchety, strange socialist. But he's doing well on the ground because people don't really dig Hillary. And even worse than don't dig, they don't trust her. And that is going to be a huge problem for her. I think she's going to go down.
I sure hope so. But I guess taking money from foreign governments for political favors, what's wrong with that? I mean, and not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and what's wrong with, you know, messing around with interns and.
Yeah, you know, hiding your server so you can't get to 30,000 emails. I mean, we can't even think of all the things that these guys are so dirty. It's absolutely incredible. And how they've been getting away with it for so long is even more incredible.
But listen, at least if it's true what Pat and Doug are reporting, that it is hurting her and she is starting to have erosion even among those who are in the tank for her, then doesn't that say something good about the American public as a whole, which is we are aghast over lying and cheating and conniving, and we're not happy about it, and we're not giving our approval to it. And I think that's great.
Yeah. I think that both sides could come together. They just believe in different methods, the majority, of achieving prosperity. You know, a lot of them believe that government is going to be the catalyst to prosperity, and government has never been the catalyst to prosperity except for the government.
I know. It seems like what we need is to relearn some lessons that we've learned in the past. Maybe it's because there's newer generations, but by the time Reagan came along in 80, and that's when I got elected, we've had all the liberalism of the 60s and the end of Vietnam and the scandals of the 70s and the hostage crisis. And we get to 80 and 81 and 82. And the right lessons were being relearned by America. Number one, we cannot function in the world if we are not the strongest country, both militarily and economically. We have to be. If the sheriff isn't strong, the criminals run amok. And when Reagan was there, we got things back on track. You know, we got the economy strong again, and we rebuilt the military. And within a couple of years, the world looked like a different place. And the lessons of fiscal restraint, self-discipline, try not to just spend money on everything, the government can't solve every problem, those things were prevalent in the 80s. We've gotten away from them under Clinton and even the Bushes, who eroded what Reagan did. And then the final coup de grace was Obama's election. The fact that this country would elect him tells you how bad things have gotten, even under a Republican president, George W. Bush, and a Republican Congress. They totally blew it. They blew it so bad that a guy that never would have been electable, a black liberal named Barack Hussein Obama. I tell you that on 9/12/01, if I'd said to you on a show, the next president is going to be a black guy named Barack Hussein Obama, you'd say, how could this be? not in America. No way. It took 8 years, but Bush so screwed it up that the country elected Obama twice. So that shows how far we've gotten away from the principles of Reagan.
Well, the principles of liberty in general. I mean, you know, we talk about the government and the education system. And I know you've got a book called Harvard Hates America. You know, my old I always had a saying that, you know, you go to Harvard and you turn left. And so between the education system and the media, the mainstream media, they've pretty much blasted everybody with this ideological argument that, you know, is basically not just leftist, but socialist and, you know, that's the road to communism. I mean, that can't be by accident. At the end of the day, there are people pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Well, it could be. Yeah, you might be right.
So,
but, so, you know, to go back to the beginning of our talk half an hour ago, wisdom. Will we find a Republican candidate out of these 20 candidates that has any of the wisdom that is needed to get the country going back on these correct principles? Or do they are they all so vapid that they just mouth off whatever some consultant writes out for them? And by the way, that's what I fear is happening. I don't look at these guys and say they have any great wisdom about anything.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty tough. I mean, I was a kind of a Cruz fan until he voted for the TPP, and Rubio voted for the TPP. Rand Paul didn't. I'm not a Rand Paul, you know, big fan, but at the same time, you look at what you got to look at their voting records, and you know, some of these guys that say they're stand-up conservatives, how could they be if they're helping Obama, you know, on this fast track thing and other things, for example?
Right. That's the thing. They sue Obama for having too much arbitrary power in immigration, doing executive orders that they think are illegal. They sue him to try to limit what he can do, and then they turn around and hand him more power on trade than any other president's ever had. That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. Unless you know, Greg Hunter from U.S. Day Watchdogs a couple weeks ago said it's too stupid to be stupid. And you know, you got to think about that for a second. It's like, is that so stupid that it's not stupid? Because it depends on your point of view. It's stupid if you are the president of the United States and you're trying to defend America's principles and the American people. Not so stupid if you're a foreign agent infiltrating the White House. I mean, and I don't know if that's the case. All I'm saying is, at what point does it just become so stupid? I mean, what do we got, Nero up there or a crazy man or somebody who knows what he's doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but I don't think that I think the issue of the Republican leadership being in the tank for Obama on the trade deal and having the trade deal so secret you have to go into a secure tank to read it and you can't take notes out. And it's something that we're not being told. And whenever that happens, I don't like it. I think the people run the country.
Well,
and we ought to know what the hell's going on.
Absolutely. Well, WikiLeaks, I guess, has offered $100,000 for somebody to leak out the transcript of that, because the word I'm hearing is that only five of the nine chapters in it have anything to do with trade. And you go, well, what are the other four chapters about? And I think you're absolutely spot on, because does anybody trust Obama at this point in time? Anybody with that has any brains at all?
No. None. You can't. How can you? What has he ever said that's true?
Well, yeah,
good
I mean,
point.
We can think of a lot of lies.
Yeah, that's all we have is a bunch of lies.
Well, let me just remind you both, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, how's that working for us, anyhow?
Well, he's the most Jewish president we've ever
that's
had.
That's true.
Now,
and American standing in the world has never been better, so we can trust things there, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's I always play Sunshine and Lollipops, and that's what we're being told in the mainstream media. Oh, the economy is recovering. I mean, good grief. I mean, we had a decline in the first quarter, and the economists are predicting a decline in the second quarter, and they tell us we got a few jobs, but they didn't tell us that they're all part-time, and you know, the whole thing's insane.
Insane, yeah.
I wanted to
anyway,
ask you.
Listen, I hate to be rude, but I have to end our wonderful talk because I have house guests that are here my uncle and my aunt for the Belmont race, and they're about to leave, and I have to usher them off. So,
well, we want to thank you for coming on, and we'd like to have you back in the future if we can arrange
that.
All right, great.
Let's set it up, and we'll do the full hour next time.
That would be great.
And that was John, former U.S. Congressman.
Le Boutelier.
Thanks, John.
All right, thanks, John. Have a great day, and enjoy the race.
All right, with that, I guess we'll probably go to a break.
Yeah, we're probably going to have to take a break here. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
I'll go find a network want to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new riparian forest adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. The new riparian forest adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the forest camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Walking on sunshine. Starting to feel pretty good here. Yeah.
Well, it depends on which sunshine you're talking about, I guess.
Well, you're listening to KCNR1460.com, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Community Radio for the North State. And we just were talking with Congressman John from New York's 9th District. And,
not going to go any further with that one, are you?
No, especially with a scratchy throat. I'll start coughing.
Excuses.
With that said, yeah, he's a great guy. You can go to Boots. That's John. Boots blog is how you get there, I think. And
LaBoot.
LaBoot. And he's going to be on Fox News tonight. I forget the time.
4:30
Pacific.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yep. It was great having him on. He's been doing a lot of work. You know, he helped with POWs and MIA in Vietnam, too.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah. We'll have to get him back. I wanted to ask him, you know, what he thought the plan would be to get our country back on track from his point of view. But we ran out of time, so maybe we can hit that next time.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Rand Paul. You know, I'm not over the top, sold on Rand Paul yet. Excuse me, but he seems to be the only American in the race, according to some of the headlines. right now he's being pummeled in the mainstream media and Fox News and so forth. And you know something? What that tells me is he's probably on the right track. My experience has been that if they don't like you because you're opposed to the establishment and the mainstream, then anything you do is going to get,
Yeah, they want people that will dance with them up there.
Absolutely. And so he's been, talking about, different issues. One is that, he's joined the crusade to expose the secret 9/11 documents, okay? Well, first of all, does everybody know that there are secret 9/11 documents that haven't been released?
No.
Yeah, and so there's 28 pages that they're calling for, and I don't know, but what I'm saying is why are they secret at this point? And, he's just introduced as a standalone bill that would as amendment to the defense authorization bill in the Senate next week, so that, the 28 pages are very important. And he says, I think that they'll inform the American people in doing so will cause American government to reconsider the nature of our relationship with Saudi Arabia. So, basically, they believe that these reports show that Saudi Arabia had something to do with the 9/11 attacks. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but shouldn't that be? If they are, they believe that it paints senior officials in Saudi Arabia as complicit in the terror attack. Isn't that something that you would want to know, that Saudi Arabia was part of the 9/11 issue?
Yeah. Well, isn't this a given thing going across the board that they don't want to give us the truth or all the information about anything? They're supposed to be so transparent.
And they, anytime you're going after something, whether you're a Tea Party tinfoil hatter who believes in the Constitution, anytime that you're exposing the truth and getting to the bottom of the things, it seems like you get just branded as a nut job.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd have brought this up, say, 10 years ago that Saudi Arabia was involved in the attack, you're just a tinfoil hat kind of guy.
Yeah, there you go. Put the.
Yeah, you're just crazy. You're some right wing loon.
That's impossible. That couldn't be involved.
But now it's not quite so implausible, is it?
No, it's not. And like I say, it's a common theme across the board with our government for how many years now that, to give us the truth or give us the information so we can determine, what is going on, you know, they hold back the, like you say, the 28 pages or whatever it is. Or they can't find it, or the server's gone, or the emails are gone, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't end.
Just trust them. You know, now this media lash out at Paul is because, you know, during his speech on the floor of the Senate, you know, he said that basically that there was some people there, some of his critics, that secretly want there to be an attack on the United States so they can blame me. And, of course, Bill Hemmer, you know, is hammering on it. Is that what you mean? Are you going to stand by that? And blah, 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 blah. Well, you know something? There probably is guys in there who would, in my opinion, don't care if we get attacked as long as it supports their position. I mean, you know, I mean, does anybody at this point think that Obama wouldn't like to declare martial law or something?
Well, he's been trying to on several things. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, let's see. If you consistently have a fact pattern that instead of defending the Americans and defending American soil, doesn't. It breaks down our defenses, whether it's the trade agreements, whether it's the arms agreements, whether it's what's happened in Benghazi or Fast and Furious or the border or immigration. Does that sound like a guy who's really looking out for us?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if, you know, Paul says something about critics that – you know, there's critics out there that is to shut him down. Yeah, all of a sudden he's some kind of a nutcase, you know. And this is Fox News, okay? And, of course, he can't out and out say that because this is exactly what they do.
Yep.
You know, if you tell the truth, the media jumps all over on you and makes you look like a nut job so they can discredit your position and take you out of the race.
Yeah, because you're a threat to them, and they definitely can't get that, allow that truth to be getting out to the mass people. They might actually start thinking for themselves.
Yeah, because half of these people that believe anything on Fox News or anything, I mean, I'm not saying that they don't have any truth at all, but gee, I mean, if you didn't have any truth at all, who would listen to you? But on the big stuff, they seem to, you know, who else is, you know, going against? Here's another one came out today. This is on the Washington Examiner. Rand Paul demands Obama release text of the trade deal. Now, we just talked about that a little bit in our last segment. Really, we're going to have this big, huge trade deal. And I guess we'll read the bill after we pass it.
Well, wait, we got to go into the tunnel and close the door into the chamber. And go through the bill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, to see.
But, yeah, no information going to leave here.
Oh, but we're just supposed to trust them. Now,
yeah.
At this point in time, do you trust Lurch and Obama? John Kerry? Because, you know, the real deal is, it's like, you know, if the guy said, you rang, I wouldn't even be surprised anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's a drone.
Well, like we talked last segment, you know, you got to think the opposite, you know. Whatever they're telling us, it's probably the opposite of what's really going on.
So it looks to me like Rand Paul is, you know, standing up against the Obama administration. Of course, they're going to do everything in their power to discredit him. And it's funny that that's being done on Fox News. Just coincidental, you do understand.
Oh, their funding couldn't be coming from the same source.
No.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, what?
You know, who's in control of the money? That kind of tells you where it's at. And it's unfortunate because a lot of people go by that information.
Well, you know, here comes some information from the News Insider, and we're talking about the Obama administration here a little bit. And this is the Fox News Insider. Now, again, I'm not saying that they get everything wrong, but it seems like they get some of the big stuff wrong. You got to excuse me. I'm sorry. The most transparent administration in history has denied 550, you know, thousand. Not 550, 550,000 Freedom of Information Act requests since they took office.
Boy, that's really transparent.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Unbelievable.
So what are they hiding? Oh, we're too stupid to know.
And who decides whether, you know, to allow it or not? They just go, nope, nope.
Anybody who trusts this administration or trusts the Hillary and the Clintonese, and at this point, I just don't understand. I think you've got something wrong with you. excuse me. And I have to start hitting the button or get something on there and cough syrup.
Well, if you don't start seeing a pattern or a theme here or whatever you want to call it over these last, what, how many years? That they're not telling you. They say one thing and doing the opposite. And how's that working for you? I mean, is your quality of life and liberty getting better today than it was 20 years ago?
Well, when we come back, we'll talk about the IRS, and they used hundreds of lawyers to hide information from Congress, and this goes directly back to the White House.
All right, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9
on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame.
Howdy, folks. Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Got something lightning.
That's going back in time a little bit.
Yeah, we're sitting here watching the video of the Easy Rider open. They're all cruising in on their choppers.
Not that any of us remember those days at all or anything like that. Nah.
You have to excuse me this morning. I'm got a tickly throat and I just can't seem to get past it. But let's go back here. Rand Paul demands the release of the text of the trade deal. And, under the fast-track deal, Congress transfers its authority to the executive and agrees to give up several of its most basic powers, said Jeff Sessions of Alabama. And to Breitbart in a separate interview, these concessions include the power to write legislation, the power to amend legislation, the power to fully consider legislation on the floor, the power to keep debate open until the Senate cloture is involved, and the constitutional requirement that treaties receive two-thirds of vote. Really? These are our guys that are supposed to be protecting our rights? And they voted for it? Did our guy vote for it? I don't know.
I don't know. Something you need to look into, though.
Last I heard is Doug LaMalfa voted for that. Now, I could be wrong. I haven't looked it up. So don't hold my feet to the fire on that. But is that true or not? We'll find out. But, you know, Paul explained that the bills are too long and legislatures are not given enough time to read them. And he's actually introduced a bill called the Bills Act. And there's a requirement that you have to wait one day for every 20 pages of legislation, he said. So 800 pages of legislation would wait 40 days. You'd wait 40 days so they'd have adequate time to read the bill. I mean, really? So as this is all happening.
So we actually have to have a bill introduced in order for this to happen so that they can actually get the information and read it and digest it.
This is madness, you know, and this is just a takeover by the government. This is what the founders warned us about with out of control government. You're seeing it right now. Secretary of State John Kerry said the final text of the trade deal will be made public at least 60 days before Obama signs it, even as the GOP leadership pushes to fast track the expansion of his powers. Really? Really? I'd like to know, does anybody know if our guy voted for that or not? We'll find out.
I'm sure we'll find out, and we should probably let the people know next week if they don't find out before that.
Yeah. So with that, you know, the IRS outrage continues. Agency used hundreds of lawyers to hide information from Congress. This comes from Jay Sekulow, and you can go to the ACLJ website to see it, or you can go to the Fox News Opinion. It's been a very bad week for the IRS, which translates into a very bad week for the American people. You know, first it was revealed that, you know, Russian hackers or Chinese hackers, now it's Russian, I thought it was Chinese, weren't enough. You know, an IRS employee in Missouri pleaded guilty to stealing more than $325,000 by filing fraudulent returns, stealing the identities of the American public. So, hear that again? What? The IRS employee was stealing identities and filing fraudulent. So these are the guys we're supposed to be trusting with our financial.
Well, these are the guys, yeah, telling us how to do it, when to do it, and determining whether we qualify.
And making us into criminals if we don't comply with everything, really. Although the founding fathers said, something about taxes, power to destroy. You know, when we had a tax revolt to start the American Revolution.
And these are the guys that come in and levy your bank accounts and take people's money and houses and property and everything.
Right. Okay, so that's the quality of guys we've got working in the IRS. Now we learn that as Congress began its investigation into the unlawful scheme of targeting conservative and Tea Party groups, the IRS used hundreds of attorneys to hide critical information from the Congress. According to new bombshell testimony, the IRS set up previously unknown special project team comprised of hundreds of attorneys, including the IRS chief counsel, one of only two politically appointed at the IRS by who? The White House. There's no smoking gun here. Move along, people. It doesn't matter that the White House appointed a bunch of attorneys to target hiding the information from congressional information, investigation,
and covering up that the agents were fraudulently filing tax returns that happened to work for the IRS.
Well, this is why the Congress was complaining that was redacted to the point of absurdity. And we get back to, is it so stupid that it's not stupid? Are they wouldn't be hiding anything. President Obama, he would never lie about anything. And he's not a criminal or a traitor, is he?
So I guess what happens with these agents that were filing the fraudulent tax returns and stuff like usual in the government, were they going to promote him and then move him to a different office?
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all. You know, behind the scenes, they might be giving him a medal or something. Who knows? You know, this is clearly out of control, and clearly this is not in the best interest of the American people. And, when asked, the person who gave the testimony, her name is Mary, let me find it here.
Mary Howard.
Mary Howard testified that soon the IRS targeting scandal would be revealed. I guess we're going to have to go to a break whether I like it or not.
Yeah, they're going to cut us off at the top of the hour.
We'll
on the next
back,
hour, we'll come back with this, and we'll come back with announcements and everything else and try to get back on track. This
okay.
is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
The all-time loser had long to his death. Oh, it feels a testness.
Hour 2 of Sovereign Minds is next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The G7 summit is taking place today in Germany as the heads of the leading industrialized countries exchange views on the global economy, terrorism, and other issues, including sanctions on Russia for its incursions in Ukraine.
The president certainly does believe that it would be an important show of that continued unity for Europe to send a signal about their intention to continue sanctions.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. The manhunt continues today for two murderers who broke out of a maximum security prison in upstate New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo says no one should try to apprehend Richard Matt or David Sweat if they run into them.
These are two dangerous individuals. One was incarcerated for killing a sheriff. So these are dangerous people. And they're nothing to be trifled with.
What authorities want to know is how the pair got their hands on the power tools they used to make their escape. Thousands of people attended the funeral of Vice President Joe Biden's eldest son Saturday.
Beau Biden was a widely loved politician in Delaware, and many believe he had a golden future ahead of him had he not been struck down by brain cancer. He had much tragedy in his life. When he was 4, his mother and infant sister were killed in a car crash. Beau went on to lead a life of service in government and the National Guard. Many dignitaries attended his funeral, and emotional President Obama spoke of love, life, loss, and family in his eulogy. Connie Lawn, SRN News, Washington.
Israel's prime minister warning of more reprisals over recent rocket attacks from Gaza. He vented his anger today at the international community for remaining silent. Benjamin Netanyahu says he hasn't heard a word of condemnation. This is SRN News.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Professional chefs at fine restaurants know that the secret to juicier and more succulent food is intense heat. The intense heat sears the food and locks in flavor. Solair Infrared Grills gives you that high heat. Now you can produce the same delicious food served at high-end restaurants right in your own backyard. No matter what meat, veggies, or fruit you're grilling, it's going to taste great. Learn more about American-made Solair Infrared Grills at besthotgrill.com. besthotgrill.com.
With a death toll at 431, the search continues for 11 people still missing after a cruise ship capsized in a storm on China's Yangtze River. DNA is being used to try and identify the victims. Authorities have attributed the overturning of the cruise ship last week to sudden severe winds, but they've also placed the captain and his first engineer in police custody. Passengers' relatives are raising questions about whether the ship should have continued its voyage after the storm began, despite a weather warning earlier that day. A government official says Jordan has approved a request by the family of former Iraqi Foreign Minister Tariq Aziz to bury him in the kingdom. The 79-year-old Aziz was Saddam Hussein's staunchest defender to the world and the only Christian in the Iraqi dictator's inner circle. He died last week after suffering a heart attack in an Iraqi prison. Aziz had been jailed since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003. This is SRN News. For J.P. Morgan Chase employees, it might be best not to leave a message.
J.P. Morgan has ended voicemail services for about half of its roughly 136,000 consumer bank employees. It's an attempt to save money and recognize that voicemail is slowly being replaced by text messages and emails. Chase is one of a small but increasing number of large employers who have reevaluated the need for office voicemail. The Chase employees who no longer have voicemail are those who don't work directly with customers, such as information technology or operations.
SRN's Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, June the 7th, the 158th day of 2015. There are 207 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1939, King George VI and his wife, Queen Elizabeth, arrived at Niagara Falls, New York from Canada on the first ever visit to the U.S. by a reigning British monarch. More details on these and other stories at srnnews.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine,
lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this ring goes, so
come on, join. I'm glad yours is.
Sunshine. Lollipops and rainbows. Better not give up my day job, huh?
Nope.
Hey, what can I say? Sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops says it all.
You're sounding like Rod Stewart today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like Rod Stewart.
He doesn't look like Rod Stewart. I'm
all
just
right.
Saying.
Don't, come on. If you want my body. No, never mind. So, yeah, it reminds me of that old joke about Rod Stewart. They asked him, if he was ever going to get married again. And he said, no. He says, every time I think about getting married, I find some woman I don't like and buy her a house.
You boy.
Excuse me. You have to just bear with me. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour, second hour. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and I'm in the studio here with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Who's covering for me because I can't talk very much because I keep coughing.
And
yeah, I know. She hates that. Just bothers the crap out of her. And Bob Martin, our producer and Preston Soundboard operator, our great guy.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're streaming worldwide. You can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcasts and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. I'm not sure who we have this
Monday. Sam Pappas. He's going to start teaching about the Constitution.
That's right. They stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
That terrible document. So we will be starting to learn about that.
Yeah, those right-wing nut jobs want to be free.
Yeah, it might be a good time for people to bring their kids or some people that are younger and get a different take than what they're taught in school about the Constitution.
Oh, I'm sure everybody out there knows everything there is to know about the Constitution.
I
bet you we could go out on the street and do a poll and they would know every single article in the Constitution.
Sure they would. They probably think it's some kind of newspaper or something.
If you talked you talked about the Bill of Rights, you'd ask them, what's the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights? And they'd go, EBT cards are guaranteed. Anyway, never
free
mind.
Free cell phone.
Yeah. Getting back to on track here. You have some announcements, I'm
assuming. Yes, I do. We have the Honor Flight of Northern California will be taking 30 local World War II and Korea War veterans. Back to Washington, D.C. But what we're doing is we're trying to set up on June 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Shasta Outlet is a homecoming. We have 9 of them from the veterans home that will be coming back after their wonderful tour to Washington, D.C. And we would love to give them a nice welcome home. So if you could mark your calendars for June 14th at 6:30 and show up at the Shasta Outlets in Anderson, that would be wonderful. And then again, June 27th through July 4th, we do Camp for Life. That's where we have families of terminally ill children out at the NEAT camp at Whiskeytown. And they have cabins that they stay in, and we feed them and have different activities for them. We stock the pond out there with fish. The submariners come out, do a demonstration. It's a wonderful time. We got people bringing horses. If you want to come out and join us for activities or help out cooking or serving or anything, you can call me at 221-0101, and we can arrange that. And then Missing in America Project is doing a Sea to Shining Sea. We have six veterans. We're going to intern back at Arlington in September. And so we're looking for sponsorships. Or if you want to ride along, you can do that. It is $2,500, I believe, a person for the ride and $3,000 for a couple. But, yeah, they're taking him all the way from here and taking them back there. And we're going to bury them with honors. And so it's a nice road trip. If you have the time and would like to join us, you can give me a call at 221-0101 or Fred at 226-9900.
There you have it. Very good. It kind of, you know, I was looking at all the headlines that we were just talking about, and getting back to, you know, this IRS thing on the Tea Party, and I was reading one of the quotes that I have in the setup. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie down the second with the change of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. So criminals and government are synonymous with each other, according to President Thomas Jefferson back in the day. And I guess, you know, maybe he was pretty smart.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, his IQ was pretty high. And so let's get back to this IRS bombshell, unless we got some more.
Do we no, have, no, let's go it? Ahead. Let's run with, yeah. I just wanted to get that out there about the homecoming and stuff, so.
Perfect. Okay, so the IRS's Director of Privacy, Governmental Liaison, and Disclosure Division, Mary Howard, testified that soon after the IRS targeting scandal was revealed, the IRS amassed hundreds of attorneys to go through the documents requested by Congress and redact them. She told Congress that once the special project team was created and operational, she never saw requests for information. Wow. Congress has long complained that these documents were redacted to the point of absurdity. Now we know why. Excuse me. Her testimony is clear. As soon as the targeting scandal broke, the IRS set up a special team of hundreds of attorneys, including President Obama's political head of the chief counsel office, to keep requests for publicly available information away from the person who would normally review those documents and turn them over to Congress and the public, and that special team then overtly redacted, delayed, and determined which documents it wanted Congress to see. After setting a special group to target delay the and delay applications by the Tea Party groups for tax exempt status, the IRS set up a new special project team to redact and delay information from Congress about the targeting. Wow, that's not a cover up, is it?
No.
Wow, and I guess when Nixon did it and got impeached, it's okay for all hell King Obama to do it, right? Because that's what we're getting to. Is we're going to have a
well, yeah, like John said in the last hour, when Nixon just talked about it.
Yeah. Well, when asked about these revelations and ongoing investigation by Congress into the IRS, the former top IRS official Lerner's and asked about the former top IRS official Lois Lerner's involvement, Howard testified, "I think that Lois Lerner was the tip of the iceberg." Wow. So if you want to read about that more, go to the American Center for Law and Justice. There's a report there by Jay Sekulow. He's the chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. I highly recommend that you contribute to that organization. They are holding our bureaucrats accountable. And he's got a new book out, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom. I highly recommend that you go there and learn that, you know, this is not a game. So, let's see. What else have we got? Let's go to another break, Bob, and then we'll come back and let's listen to the Greg Hunter USA Watchdog Friday report, and that'll give us a bunch more stuff to talk about in the last half hour.
All right. If you want to call in and have a question or a comment for us, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes,
when you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new riparian forest adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan's forest camp. The new riparian forest adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the forest camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like Destination North State, high school football, and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Remember how we laughed away the hours.
like I'm in a bad German movie or something there, or Russian or something.
We kind of are.
Yeah, I know. Let's see, where were we before we were so rudely interrupted? Well, we were talking about different aspects here of the news media and, you know, the fast-tracking and the TPP and all this stuff. And I'm still trying to find out whether our Congressman LaMalfa voted to give fast-track power to the Obama regime. Interesting that it's that hard to find. I would think that you could just go to his website, but I don't know. Maybe somebody out there can find it for us. So, another thing that I want to talk about, we're going to queue up Greg Hunter here in a minute, but before we do that, we've got on the Shasta Lantern, Wall Street bankers' deaths continue. Where are the serious investigations? And interestingly enough, you know, one of the they cite two reasons for this stuff is that, excuse me, and I tell you, got a cold here. What's interesting about this is that, you know, there's been like 72 deaths in the last couple of years of prominent, you know, bankers from Wall Street and so forth. And, you know, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citigroup, you know. But what's interesting is they hold a total of $68.1 billion of bank-owned life insurance on their employees.
Employees.
Now, so the question is that, you know, in a failing bank and you're not sure if your job's secure, you might be funding the bank in ways that
you didn't think possible.
You might want to ask them
if there was an insurance policy on yourself.
Yeah, and guess what? It's tax-free. You just happen to have an accident. You fall off a building or, you know, kill yourself with a nail gun, six shots to the belly, three to the head. I mean, all kinds of accidents happen. And so I guess then the bank gets to collect the life insurance policy that they have on you in tax-free income. Wow, what is there a problem here?
Yeah, what's the problem
here?
Yeah. And then what's it up to? 72?
72 people so far that I can
committed suicide.
Have committed suicide or had strange deaths in various ways that wow. So I guess you just take out large insurance policies and hope that everything goes well. And if someone has to fall off a building to keep the bank afloat, what the heck?
Yeah.
Nothing to see here, please.
Well, if they call you up to the upper floors, you may not want to go. You know, if they say, please. You're wanted on the 113th floor.
You're wanted upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, might want to exit the building at that point, you know?
Well, in the latest death, Thomas Hughes, last Thursday, you know, one of the many unusual aspects of his death, he was part of a close, loving, affluent Westchester family. If he had money problems, as a New York tabloid suggested, he could have asked one of his numerous affluent family members for a loan. Another curiosity is that Hughes has insights into cultures and potential crimes of inordinate members of mega banks on Wall Street. The number of major banks he had worked for by age 29 is unprecedented. Of course, that had nothing to do with
that. No, there's no connection here.
He wouldn't know anything, would he? And, you know, all of a sudden, life is good for the guy. Everything's loving family. And he just decides to jump off the top floor of the building.
Yeah, and he thought he was going to be promoted when they said, come upstairs.
Yeah, well, in light of all of the market rigging, LIBOR, you know, the U.S. dollar, gold and silver markets, the stock market, there's no bodies to be buried, is there?
No, you don't have to bury them when they're going off the buildings.
You just push them off the building and collect the life insurance.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't make that up. And people investigate these suicides to make sure so the insurance, you know, is not collected or collected. They just automatically get it.
I suppose. Listen, we're going to listen to Greg Hunter at the weekly wrap-up here. Let's go ahead and play that, and then that'll give us plenty to talk about in the last half hour.
Hi, I'm Greg Hunter. This is the weekly news wrap-up, number 193 for Friday, June 5th, 2015. And the first story I want to bring up here is this one, and that is about the Greek debt crisis. I think the the Greek debt crisis, the global economy, what's going on, the lawlessness. That's a big story of our times. It's really going to make way for all the other stories that are going to come down the pipe, you know, political problems and war problems, everything else. Clock ticking for a Greek debt crisis. Listen, this has been going on, I know, for a while, and it's like the little boy that cried wolf, but it is ending. I think it ends this year, and I don't know if it's going to end, you know, this week or next week or next month or the following month or sometime this fall, but I think it ends this year. And Greece has really already defaulted. When they got their first loan, when they were, 170-some-odd billion euro in debt, thank you, Goldman Sachs, for making it possible for Greece to join the eurozone, and they never should have, but when they were 170 billion in debt and couldn't pay, they piled the debt on. They loaned them money to pay their bills. Isn't that a default? If you have to borrow money to pay your debt off, aren't you in default? Aren't you done? I mean, they have exploded the debt in Greece. They already couldn't pay the 170-some-odd billion. Now it's 340 or 50 billion euros. They can't pay it. They're not going to pay it. The latest debt is a 300 million euro payment to the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. And, you know, Greece is getting nasty. The IMF's getting nasty. Germany, eurozone's getting nasty. But they still got a problem, and that's Greece's default. Now Greece wants to bundle the loan up and buy the newly elected communist prime minister some time to work out a deal, and likely that's going to happen, but maybe not. And my prediction is they're going to find some way to make it last and kick the can, and there's 2 or 3 billion euro tranche left, the last little bit of bailout money left. And they're going to make some kind of a deal, and Greece is going to promise to be good. And I think that, you know, what sources say is that, you know, if they do get that 7.2 or $3 billion tranche of a loan package, what's left in the loan package, the bailout package, that'll get them to the fall. And I think once that money's gone, that's when the fireworks start, the fall, the perfect storm this fall. And Greece is another, you know, a canary. This canary is dead. I mean, the Greece canary is dead. It fell on the floor. It was rotting. They picked it up. They hollowed it out. They stuffed a bunch of stuff in it, and they stuck it back on the thing to make you think that this isn't really a default. But it is a default, and all the other eurozone countries that are in big trouble, no matter what happens, are still going to be in big trouble, and they can't pay their debt. And that is, therein lies the problem. Insolvency. And not just for Greece. And, you know, can you ever remember a time in your life when a country the size of Greece, what's their population, 10, 12 million people, country the size of Greece can go bust and the whole world is freaking out that it can cause a daisy chain of default around the world, which it could. You know, I talked to my friend Greg Mannarino at TradersChoice.net and got his perspective on it. He called me and he said, you know, he thinks that this is the unwinding right now. This is really the beginning of the unwinding, and that that the rubber is meeting the road, and he doesn't know when it's going to blow up, but he thinks that this could be really the beginning, and it could blow up fast, or it could get stretched out to fall. That's my take. He thinks it might blow up fast, but who knows? But he says the one thing he does know about, watch the bond market, because that is really going to tell you what's going on. And he thinks right now with this 10-year Treasury yield spiking up to, 3.8%, 2.38%, and he said it's backed off a little bit, but he says, you know, hey, listen, that's a big move. I mean, it was at 1.6 something over 3 or 4 months. Now it's at 2.38, 3.35. You know, it's gone up. He also thinks that the high in the stock market is in. It's over. Party over with the stock market. It's down from here. He thinks that, and he's going to come on next week. We'll have lots to talk about, but he says, watch the bond market. He has said this consistently, watch the bond market. And he also told me that the bond market is signaling bad things coming down the track, that this is a spike in rate, bad things, and if the Fed loses, or when the Federal Reserve loses control of the bond market, it is over. game, set, match on the global economy. Then who knows what will happen at that point. But he'll be coming on next week. Gregory Mannarino, TradersChoice.net. He'll come on. He's always a dream. And I want to tell you something else, too, about the economy. That, by the way, if you think the economy is going to be getting better, and this is just the other thing here that I wanted to bring up about the economy is, here this headline, economy picking up steam. The economy is picking up steam. Well, if the economy was picking up steam, would you have Christine Lagarde out this last week talking about how the Federal Reserve shouldn't be raising interest rates? They shouldn't be raising interest rates. And also, if you take a look at this here, that was one day. And the day before, here you have the economy picking up steam. And the day before, USA Today, this is the money section, USA Today. The day before, stingy spenders hold back growth. What? Which is it? Is it growing or is it getting ready to explode? You remember in the first quarter, and that was just last week, we found out that it was revised of GDP growth to 0.7%. That's negative. It's in the first quarter negative growth, which, by the way, was predicted by Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and John Williams, economist John Williams, who have both been guests on this show, said the first quarter would be negative and the second quarter will be negative too, and we'll be in a recession. We'll see about the second quarter, but maybe this is the reason why a few weeks ago Bank of America came out and said that the markets are in the, quote, their words, the twilight zone. And the analyst, the Bank of America analyst, told people that, told his clients that they should be holding higher levels of cash in gold, unquote. Yes, that's right. Told them to hold higher levels of cash in gold, his quote. Now hold that. Does that sound like the economy is getting ready to take off and do great? To hold cash in gold? Or does it sound like maybe he's worried about a market crash? You know, like Greg Mannarino is and other people who have come on this this channel. I tell you, it's unbelievable the propaganda by the mainstream media that they come out week after week, month after month, and keep telling us, the economy's getting ready to take off. And then the next day or the next week or whatever, some terrible story about housing starts or, negative first quarter growth or unemployment, which unemployment's a bizarro. They're saying, oh, there's so many jobs, part-time jobs. Part-time jobs have skyrocketed. They don't bring that up. It's just, oh, we have job growth. Yeah, 29 hours a week, job growth. Yeah, lovely. And you know why it's 29 hours a week? It's because of lovely Obamacare. They said that you have to, offer benefits to people making, who are 30 hours or more. So everybody's got 29-hour-a-week jobs. Another thing negative for Obamacare, and Carl Denninger came on and said this sometime in, mid-2014, that Obamacare would kill the economy in 2015. And another, tip, another piece of data that shows the economy is going to have more headwinds. All the healthcare companies, the healthcare providers, the insurance companies say, we got to raise our premiums 20, 30, 40%, sometimes as high as 40% premium increases. Why? Because of Obamacare. And the people that got on Obamacare for, $3 a month. Are using a lot of expensive services. This is a quote, using a lot of expensive services. And also those young people that were supposed to come in and, spend, $100 a month for something they didn't need, didn't do it. So they're going to have to raise premiums again next year at 20, 30, 40, 50. I've seen as high as 40%. Premium increases for the people who can pay. You think that will, help out with folks who are, getting car loans? And speaking of car loans, if you've seen the record numbers, I think they sold, they're back to 10 years ago. They had, 17 million car sales. You know how they got that 17 million sales in car sales? You know how they got there? Record amount of loan debt, record amount of months to make payments on a car. Low interest, ultra low interest rate loans, no money down cars. I mean, record months to pay for a car. The average is now 67 months. Some car loans, not uncommon for them to be 84 months. It's unbelievable. That's how they're juking the economy with debt on top of debt on top of debt. Just like Greece. When it breaks, it's ugly. But the Obamacare is another nail in the economic coffin that is going to, kill the economy. It's something that I've said. It's something that Carl Denninger said, that Obamacare is an economy killer. And this was all supposed to be cheaper. Remember that big fat lie they concocted? They didn't just miss it. They concocted lie after lie after lie. The Democrats lied to get this thing through. And it's killing the economy, just like many of my guests, including myself, have predicted it would do. Here's another little piece of MSM propaganda, and I'm using the USA Today a lot. Now, sometimes they do things that are good, but I'm sorry, the examples I have aren't so hot. NSA data collection ended. Now, that looks like a good headline, doesn't it? NSA data collection ended. And they did end the metadata collection. They're not going to be doing that, where it's your phone call and how long it is, and, you know, the quote-unquote metadata, the so-called metadata. But yeah, what's not included in the metadata is the actual calls. They can actually record your calls. They can actually use the information against you. It's now legal. Congressman Sensenbrenner, who wrote the Patriot Act, that's the law that was replaced by the newest law, which is the USA Freedom Act. He wrote the Patriot Act. I didn't put that in there. They didn't have the power to do mass data collection. They did that on their own. They shouldn't have done it. And Edward Snowden said it was unconstitutional, was a whistleblower. Then it all went to court, and the federal judge said absolutely unconstitutional, illegal. Well, you know what the USA Freedom Act did? It made what was illegal, legal. Oh, yeah, they gave up a few things, the metadata, but they can still record the calls and use the information against you. The FISA court, the secret court is still there. And, oh, and the attorney general has special powers in case the court can't agree on anything. The attorney general can just give her go-ahead. Loretta Lynch, she can now give her go-ahead. So basically, they made what was deemed illegal by a federal judge, now it is legal and the spying can continue. You know, I got an idea. Why don't they concentrate on, you know, the hacking this week at the IRS, where, you know, tens of thousands of taxpayers lost their data, or the hacking at federal government facilities and federal government computers, where millions of federal employees lost their personal data to hackers. Or how about the TSA, where they were tested by the testers in the TSA, people in the TSA, good guys were testing to see if the TSA would find out if they put fake bombs and things that they failed 95% of the time. Maybe the government should concentrate on that instead of spying on all Americans. You know, the Russians tipped us off to the Boston bombers, and what do we do about it? Nothing. No, we were collecting data on all Americans. Maybe they should concentrate on actually going after the bad guys instead of going after all Americans. The strategy the Obama administration is using in Iraq is a disaster. I mean, come on, it's not working. It's a failure. It is not working. But yet the newspaper comes out and repeats this little lie. Airstrikes have killed 10,000 ISIS fighters. Airstrikes killed 10,000 ISIS fighters. Of course, the Pentagon says that this is irrelevant. This is not really not a good metric, basically, to use it. You know, not really relevant. 10,000 ISIS fighters. As if we're winning. Let's say, well, we got, you know, part of the way killed off. It's a disaster. They're not serious. My question is, you know, they're out there selling oil on the black market. Why are any of those pumps allowed to pump? We can't fly over there and drop bombs on them? They're not serious. And I don't think they're serious about protecting Americans here in America. Lots of stories now starting to bubble out about, you know, the latest is, you know, a guy wanting to chop the heads off police officers and got shot. That's the latest, allegedly, that the person wanted to chop the heads off police officers. He got shot when he was confronted by police officers. But, you know, is that strategy to protect Americans, is that going to fail too? Just like it's failing in Iraq? Heaven help us if it does. That's the way I see it. I'm Greg Hunter. Oh, one last thing. I have Warren Pollack on next week. He's a big-time, big-thinking Wall Street analyst. He's going to come on and tell us some of his analysis, which is contrary to some of the mainstream people. I got mainstream stories and mainstream analysis that's out there. But I will tell you one big thing that he pointed out, what, 3-4 months ago, and nobody was talking about that, is that China's going to be a big problem. And what's been happening in the last few weeks, them building those islands, the Chinese building islands out in the South China Sea, and the tension between the U.S. and China because of it. He has some great analysis. He'll be on, first up, next week. That'll be Warren Pollack, big thinking, big time Wall Street analyst. Warren Pollack will be on. That's my little plug. That's the way I see it. Thank you for supporting USA Watchdog with your comments. Thank you for supporting USA Watchdog with your donations. It helps us. I'm Greg Hunter. Fear not. Prepare yourself physically, mentally, and above all, spiritually. Fear not.
Well, you know, there you have it. I like the weekly wrap-up with Greg Hunter just because he covers a lot of subjects over the week that doesn't seem like the mainstream wants to touch very much. The Greek default that has happened and where it's going and where it ends up, you know, there's a lot of things to talk about. I think we probably should go to one more break here.
Okay, well, you can do that. If you want to call in, again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Howdy folks, Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State, every Sunday at 2 p.m., right here on KCNR 1460.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes. and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Fire Community Radio for the North State. We're back in the last part of the hour here, and I guess we're going to talk about a few more things here to do with the economy and the global recovery. Yeah, it's recovering. Everything's recovering nicely across the board. What Greg said about the 10-year, keep your eye on the 10-year. It seems like the bonds are starting to go up. If they continue to do so, yeah, look for the economy to kind of explode a little bit. Interesting stuff. I mean, I'm looking at an article here from Misha's Global Analysis, Trend Analysis. And in Venezuela, under their, you know, communist government, basically, with, you know, former President Hugo Chavez enacted some policies that were kept in place by the current president, Nicolas Maduro. It's impossible to find an apartment to rent in Venezuela. Renting an apartment in Venezuela is an impossible mission. Supply is tight and prices exorbitant. Quite inaccessible to the vast majority of the population, thanks to the 2000 law enacted against eviction and arbitrary unemployment. Venezuela made numerous mistakes over the years, with each mistake reducing the supply of rental units. In 2013, they put a rent freeze. Led to 25% decline in rental units. In 2006, an exorbitant ordinance in 2006 caused the extra drop of 51% of rental units. Rental restrictions applied between 2007 and 2008 caused a similar contraction. And the 2011 law led to virtual disappearance of housing for rent. Regulation has resulted in massive unpaid rent. So in other words, you know, they put a freeze on everything, and you can't get evicted. And so what happens to the rental market? This is what happens, and this is a microcosm of the problem with big government. I mean, you know, it thinks it can solve all the problems, and the unintended consequences is it subverts the free market to the point where nobody has any goods or services. Regulation has resulted in a massive unpaid rent. While thousands of homeowners have favorable eviction judgments, execution is suspended until the Ministry of Housing finds another place for the evicted tenant. Of course, there are no other places because they have done this across the board, and who wants to rent to somebody who's never going to pay the rent, trash the place, have no accountability, and you can't get rid of them? And, wow, you know, this is in the main region of Caracas. There's 5 million people, and a quick check of the metropolitan region of Caracas has an estimated population of 5 million people. Amongst those 5 million people, there's a grand total of 5 rental listings.
Wow. Think there might be a slight problem here?
Landlords would rather have an apartment sit vacant then rent it out for nothing, losing control of the property in the process. Does anybody see that happening here in California at all?
Nah.
No?
No. No. Don't let all those vacant buildings fool you.
Yeah.
Well.
Interesting. You know, so that's what happens when government comes in and takes over and solves the problem, is that the problem becomes
bigger and bigger
until the
it problem doesn't work.
Problem solved. There you have it. Nobody can rent anything. And so, of course, do you believe that the living conditions of the people in Caracas is getting better?
Do you think you don't have any place to live? I mean, that
not only that, is the landlord's going to continue to fix up the property without any rent income coming in? So if they trash the property, does the overall properties that are subject or to rent or that could be rented, do you think that the upkeep on them is going to be
well
good?
Yeah, just the overall property, you know, who's going to do anything?
Why would you do anything? Why?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even rent it out because you lose control of it, but would you fix or repair any of the properties that are supposedly being rented in the first place?
Of course not.
So is the standard of living going up or down because of the Venezuelan government?
Well, sure, it's going to go up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah, and they're in recovery, too, by the way.
Oh, are they?
Recovering very nicely. There's 5 rental units in Caracas because of the government has fixed everything. Well, that's enough for that story. We beat a dead horse there. Now, here's another news story. This comes from Fox News. So I don't completely dislike Fox News. They do report some things every once in a while. And the other news sources. Anyway, foundations plan to pay news media to cover radical UN agenda. Now, this is an exclusive. The United Nations Foundation, created by billionaire Ted Turner, you know, used to be married to Jane Fonda, and along with the branch of of media giant Thomson Reuters, is starting to train a squadron of journalists and subsidized media content in 33 countries, including the U.S. and Britain, in a planned $6 million effort to popularize the bulky and sweeping UN-sponsored sustainable development goals prior to a global UN summit this September, where UN organizers hope they will be endorsed by world leaders. The unprecedented media push was formally intended to start on May 25th, but is already underway. It is intended to help breathe some new life into a sprawling UN effort supported by, among others, the Obama administration. Oh, gee,
yeah.
I'm completely shocked. This wouldn't be a takeover, would it? Nah. Yeah. To create a global social and economic agenda, a global social and environment agenda for the next 15 years. Of course, they're not related, and according to the record plush, and the local media, which never prints anything that is contrary to the government or anything controversial. I mean, do you read the news at all? I mean,
no.
I feel like I'm reading a freaking magazine on, you know, a leisure magazine. Oh, today they saved several puppies.
The pet of the week.
The pet of the week, you know. I guess while the economic implodes, recovery, you know. So the record.
Employment's getting better.
Wretched.
That was one of their headlines.
Excuse
employment
me.
Is better than it was.
I have a fraud in my throat. Excuse me. I'm sorry. But. So this push towards this global agenda of government global control, what could go wrong? I mean, look what's going on in Europe and, you know, the Greece and the Euro, and, you know, they're falling apart, and this couldn't be a crisis, you know, that we shouldn't let go to waste, could it?
Yeah. Why would you want to do that?
And Ted Turner has our best interest in mind. And, you know, I'm looking at a picture of him beside the UN Secretary General Ki Moon and the UN Foundation or the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan.
Let the names fool you, folks.
Ted Turner's in the middle of it going, hey, I got a drink here. Let's have a good time. And, wow, we can take over the world. Sounds like Pinky and the Brain or something.
I mean, if that doesn't scare you in itself, just, you know, global government. I mean, hello, folks. Why would you want global anything? I'm just saying.
And taking place in this unprecedented media pushes that is formally intended to push a strong climate change action to help set in stone a new global greenhouse gas emission treaty at a Paris summit in December. Oh, what could go wrong?
Nothing there. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just more and more, you know, these guys trying to push their global agenda, you know, and of course you should trust these guys. And Obama, you know, he's telling
you. Just give up your liberty and everything and we can all live together.
Fast track authority. We can all lock our arms, around the circle, the fire of life and look up at the global chemtrails in the sky and,
yeah, let's share it all. Why not? There shouldn't be any problem.
And try to find an apartment if we're in Caracas. So, yeah.
We shouldn't have too much because that's coming here as far as, you know, the housing and stuff. You can see it.
Yeah, it's getting bad out there. But, of course, it doesn't really matter because we've got Barack at the helm. Anyway, locally, we've got our guys, you know, and they're at the helm. And they're doing a stellar job out there too. I mean, let's see, city council.
But we have hope because I don't know if you saw on Facebook, we actually have somebody that announced their decision to run for board of supervisors.
Oh, good, because that's what we need is guys who are actually going.
Yeah,
to
Yeah, one of us. It's Janet Chandler for the third district.
Oh, very good. And who's she running against?
Isn't third district,
Giacomini? Giacomini? Is that how you say it? Giacomini?
Correct.
Yeah. So, that gives us somebody to start standing behind, and hopefully we got more people coming forward in some of these districts, but, yeah.
Yeah, I think, Bill Chappelle's gonna run again. That's awesome. So we have Bill Chappelle. If we can get this new, gal in, what was her name again?
Her name is Janet Chandler.
Janet Chandler.
Yeah.
And then, there's
a couple more on the horizon.
Yeah, there's some thing on the wind that's telling me there's a couple other people that are coming into play too. And that's what we need to do, people. We need to get out there and you need to get involved and get this changed locally because we can't really do a whole lot at the federal level at this point. And by the way, I did hear on LaMalfa that at the last meeting of the Tea Party down there in Corning that he said he did support the TPA.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, maybe somebody ought to tell us. Maybe he could come on into the show at some point and tell us different if he's not supporting it.
Well, all I'll say is I have contacted his office a few times and I have not received a response. So
we're the redheaded stepchild now.
We could be. I'm just saying it could have got lost or maybe, you know, they just haven't gotten back to me. But I have reached out a couple times on that one.
So you have reached out.
Yeah, I have.
Did you get your hand smacked or what?
I didn't get it. Nothing.
You didn't get nothing?
I didn't get nothing yet.
You didn't get nothing, honey.
But while we're talking about, you know, elections and getting people in there and stuff, remember coming up, isn't it, June 13th, there's that training.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We should.
The political training on how to be effective politically.
Yeah.
That's going to be from on the 13th, I believe.
I think so, the 13th. That's the same weekend that we're having a rummage sale. But, yeah, the 13th, and I'm not sure where we decided to have it.
Well, it's at the it's going to be at the Holiday Inn.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at the Holiday
Inn.
And
I believe it's $40 a person?
$40 a person. If you want to contact somebody about it, call 221-0101 and talk to Linda, and we'll get
Yeah, and this is a great opportunity for you to learn more how to be effective. It kind of changes your mindset. From what we were taught earlier, how to get people in there, how to get behind them, make sure you succeed in what you're doing. And they have proof that it works. This is how this is done, not just because it's a Republican or Democrat and you put your check in the box. There's a lot more to it.
Absolutely.
And it's very eye-opening. It's a great learning experience. We attended it. And everything they say, how the politicians work, is right down to the wire. I mean, they hit it right on the nail on the head on that stuff.
Well, okay, very good. So people that are interested, contact us at 221-0101.
There you go.
And let us know if you want to get involved. It's a very good class. We've got a couple minutes left here. Also, make sure you get out to the rummage sale. That's going to be on the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday over there at the Destiny Fellowship.
Yep.
2570 South Bonneview. Excuse me, I got out of cough again.
Yeah, so that's our one-year event that we do to help support us as far as paying rent and a few bills that we have. But unfortunately, we don't have any big backers.
Well, yeah, I guess the
except the people.
I guess the Koch brothers just didn't show up this last 5 years. And so we're on our own, you know, like we've always been. And, you know, despite the popular myths to the contrary, we don't have backers. You know, we are it. And so
and whether we want to believe it or not, we're not going away. We haven't gone away. We're not gone. We're here to stay.
Yeah, we're
so
not
there you have
we're
it.
Not going anywhere. And so, you know, next week I'm going to try to talk a little bit more about the NSA and the Patriot Act, and there's some issues going on there, and with the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA, and there's a lot of stuff going on these days, and just too much to try to keep up with, whether it's economic, local, federal, state. I mean, there's just too much.
There's a whole lot of it. And don't forget, this Monday night at the Tea Party, Tim Pappas will be there. And
Monday.
Oh, that's what I thought I said. But Monday, 6 p.m. And like I say, bring some children. You bring some younger people. Start learning about our Constitution.
Well, remember, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. And amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
This has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. We'll see
President
you next
Obama
week.
President Obama in Germany today for the G7 meetings.
President Obama began the visit by praising the strength of the German-American alliance 71 years after World War II. He then joined meetings with the rest of the G7 partners. Russian action in the Ukraine is a major topic, and President Putin is angry he has not been invited to the meetings. Other discussion topics include cyber hacking, terrorism, security, the environment, and the world's economy. Connie Law, SRN News, Washington.
An Associated Press survey finds abortion numbers are declining across the country, the overall number down 12% from 2010. Several conservative states have been aggressive in passing pro-life laws, say their abortion numbers have gone down by more than 15%. The manhunt continues for two men who escaped from a maximum security prison in upstate New York this weekend near the Canadian.